This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Anna Finch, and she has a brand new book called Voiceless, A Mermaid's Tale, and it's on sale now. Anna, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's good. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And I know you're all the way in Australia, so thank you for making some time in this late, late night for you to join us here. Tell me all about the brand new book called Voiceless, A Mermaid's Tale.
Yeah, so Voiceless is basically a story about this mermaid princess. She basically lives in a kingdom where her grandfather rules that he's a tyrant and he's very controlling. Her father, though, is a really loving and kind man, but he's powerless to stop the king from doing anything. Mm-hmm. She basically undergoes this ritual or this rite of passage where she has to go to the human world on her 16th birthday. And when she's there, she meets this young man who basically shows her through his actions that she's never really seen before, which is basically kindness, as the mermaid world is meant to be lacking emotion. Emotion is seen as a weakness. Mm-hmm. And through meeting him, she basically starts to notice some of the things she really didn't pay attention to in her own world. And she starts realizing that something's not right and she has to change it. But that brings her into conflict with her grandfather, the king. Mm-hmm. And if she wants to be free from basically his tyranny, she's going to have to fight for it because he's not going to let go of his power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, people describe this as, you know, kind of a remake of The Little Mermaid, but in a darker way. You know, how did you envision it in a darker matter, that story?
Okay, so it was darker in that a lot of the issues that the main character, Mariah, encounters are very serious and also they're, and it's some of the stuff is actually based on reality. Mm-hmm. And
anything personal, like that you went through personally, or was it just kind of thought up and imagined?
Nothing personally. So I thought it up and because there were things I thought would be interesting for a character to experience, to fight against. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff, so things like discrimination is discrimination. There's in this story, particularly in the city that the character lives in, there's slavery as well. And pretty much the only person that has any power is really the king, which is basically an old system that used to be used to run a lot of places. So it's kind of modeled on a lot of historical places as well. So I teach history so I kind of took a lot of inspiration from stuff that happened in like medieval time period, because this place is, even though it's set in a modern time, the city itself hasn't changed since the ancient times because of a curse that's been placed on them. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of the stuff she had to, things like forced marriage is used as a tool to control people in the text, and which is a serious thing for a 16-year-old to have to go through. And
it's stuff that actually happens in society today, you know, in some cultures and some places in the world. As a history teacher, I'm sure you were well aware of being able to kind of figure out where this would be set in a place where, you know, it makes sense. Actually, how did you figure out where you wanted to kind of put this in the world?
Well, I basically created this fictional place, but I basically just looked at a world map And I thought about, well, I thought about some of the cultural stuff because it it had to, because I use a lot of Greek mythology in the text. So I had to be somewhere close, like somewhere close to Greece, but it also had to be near, basically need to be near, basically Jerusalem, around that area as well. So I had to be somewhere there, mainly because of the language that the characters use for their magic.
Now being a history teacher, you know, was this kind of easy to do where you wanted to kind of make it a certain type of culture, you know, a certain type of way? Was it easy to kind of go through your history of knowledge and be able to kind of decipher how you wanted the characters to interact in a certain way?
It was actually pretty hard because I had to look some stuff up. So I had to look up a lot of different things that happened like in the older time periods, so ancient history, so some of the things that we know about that time, as well as like medieval time period as well, and try and do contrast. So I had to really do my research. The creating the characters themselves, once I had an idea of the culture that was in the place and what the history was like, once I knew that, developing the characters, as long as I had an idea in mind of what the character was like, it was okay. But the initial bit took a lot of research and effort. Yeah,
that makes sense. I'm sure it was grueling at some points, you know, trying to figure out how you wanted to kind of scope this book. I mean, I think it's really cool that you kind of took someone, you know, a children's favorite story made by, you know, a big company and basically brought it into, you know, here's for the older adults who want to kind of experience it a little more and see a little more of the adult details about it, you know. What were some of the things that I guess people will be shocked by when they're reading the book?
The main character does have a dark side that you get glimpses of throughout the story, but the fact that most of the time the character is presented as this kind, gentle, and curious and, well, stubborn person, her temper sometimes will appear when she's confronted by what she later realizes is injustice. And the way she deals with that sort of stuff can get a little bit dark. So she's, at some point she may act in a way that's not exactly hero-like.
That's fair. But that makes it cool, you know. That makes it fun, I feel like, you know, as a reader, you know, I feel like that drives me to read more, you know. Seeing that dark side, I guess, in a book is uplifting in a sense, because it's, you know, it makes you like, wow, this is really like, this is getting deep kind of feel, you know. Did you ever have like a part in the book where you were just like, you know, it really hit home for you? Like, is there anything that you kind of connected to in the book?
Yeah. Mariah struggles with speaking up and saying what's on her mind because of the things happening around her. And she really struggles to express her emotions because of her past. She sometimes doesn't realize what people are feeling. So the fact that she really struggles with those emotions and expressing herself verbally, that's something that I go through. I really struggle with speaking at times. So sometimes I will I have a little bit of a stutter. So speaking up sometimes can be nerve-wracking because I really sometimes don't know how to deal with speaking in a social manner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're speaking to me perfectly, yeah. So I don't even notice it. You're doing a great job. But anyway, we're talking with Anna Finch. The book again is called Voiceless, A Mermaid's Tale. You know, being that this is your first book, what were you kind of expecting? You know, were you expecting the outreach that you got from the book? Like, were you in shock by, you know, the response?
Yeah, I was. I put it out there mainly because it was something I wanted to do, and it's something I had also told my students about. So they knew that I was writing a book, and they're like, "Oh, when are you going to publish it?" And I was pretty much shocked that I sold a certain. I sold quite a bit at the start.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, it was a really surprising.
If I was a teacher, I would just be like, listen, you guys, now this is you have to buy this book. You know, now it's gonna be part of the curriculum. Like, that's what I would do. Force them to buy the book. Did you have any of your students supporting you by buying the book?
Yeah, a couple of them have come up to me and like, "Oh, miss, we bought the book." And I'm like, "Wait, really?" they liked it. They came up and told me what they thought about it, and they liked it, which was good. It was mainly worth for people their age as well, so.
Was it nerve-wracking to get your first book out there, or were you really excited about it?
I was excited, but I was also nervous because I didn't know how people would react to the story. But it was exciting because I always wanted to write a book and publish it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I actually did it, it was amazing that just getting it out there. I'm like, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm so happy you were able to get this book out too, and it's a wonderful story, and it's a really cool look at a timeless classic, you know. And I hope people pick it up and get to read it. Where can people check out the book if they don't know where to find it?
So it can, it's on sale on Amazon, Kobo, Apple, Barnes & Noble, and Google Play. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and in large print and ebook as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's on Amazon too.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's on Amazon for 99 cents right now, which is kind of cool. That's a special because this is the 1 year anniversary of it, right?
Yeah. So the 1 year anniversary was actually, I think, 20th of October, but I didn't have that particular time, was really busy at work. So this is the first chance I had to actually put the special on. Yeah.
Did COVID kind of interrupt, you know, the publishing of the book? Because it was right in the middle of that whole mess.
It didn't really interrupt the publishing bit because pretty much all the publishing and stuff was done online. So I wasn't working at home anyway. It just meant that once my classes were finished, I could go and sneakily work on my book and publish it.
That's always the best. That's a side project, you know. Just say you're working on things for the students. That's all they care about. It'll be fine. Well, Anna, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Again, the book is called Voiceless, A Mermaid's Tale. You can check it out on Amazon, and it's only 99 cents right now for a limited time. And it's pretty cool, and I'm excited for people to read it. And enjoy it, really, and just see a really cool dark side to A Mermaid Tale. Anna Finch, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you for having me.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.